Just like water managers here in Idaho, officials in the seven states that use the Colorado River are turning their eyes to the mountains to get a sense of summertime water supply. That river gets two-thirds of its water from snow in Colorado, which is just starting to melt. KUNC's Alex Hager follows the springtime flows for the Mountain West News Bureau.
High up in Colorado's Rocky Mountains, it's the time of year when altitude makes all the difference. At the top of Arapaho Basin, one of the highest ski resorts in North America, the snow is deep and covers almost everything in sight. The snow is firm and the skiing is fast. It's just like the middle of winter. Lower down, where the slopes have been baking in the sun all afternoon, the snow is heavy, wet, and slushy. And the parking lot is downright summery. The walk back to your car takes you through muddy little trickles and pools of snowmelt. All that water flows through streams and into a reservoir before some of it ends up here in the Blue River, which flows away from the mountains and into the Colorado. Snow totals here in Summit County and the rest of the state are reaching their peak. So with the big melt starting soon, will this be a good year for mountain rivers? Let's ask a climate expert.
The general perception is going to be fairly good vibes.
Becky Bollinger is Colorado's assistant state climatologist.
But living in Colorado, sometimes it's hard to have those good vibes because, you know, it can just turn on a dime.
Bollinger says current snow totals are a good start, but a few things could throw a wrench in the works before that snowmelt reaches major reservoirs. The first, temperature.
Are we going to have incredibly warm days that really trigger a fast rate melting and then losing that to evaporation?
Another factor, dry soil. The ground underneath the snow was left parched after a hot summer, and that means it's thirsty. Dry dirt works like a sponge, soaking up snowmelt and keeping it out of rivers.
We're already expecting that we're not going to get near average inflows in that spring-summer time period. It's going to be less.
That's part of a two-decade drying trend. Scientists say climate change is resetting the baseline for how much water shows up every year. And all of that data about snow and soil and streams, it isn't just watched by people who live near the snow. It's also important hundreds of miles away in the desert.
Without having that good snow, you know, we're going to see impacts up and down the river here in Arizona and up and down the economy as well.
Kristen Johnson is with Arizona's Water Department, where more than a third of the state's total supply comes from the Colorado River. Arizona and its neighbors, California and Nevada, they're proposing a new way of managing water that allocates it based less on predictions and more on how much is already in reservoirs.
Everyone's recognizing that relying on forecasts is not the best way to be making decisions.
And climate change means the old ways of forecasting are less reliable than they used to be. This year brought the effects of El Niño, a seasonal weather pattern that often means wetter conditions around the region. Nat Johnson is a meteorologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The interior Southwest was a little bit drier than we might expect for having such a strong El Niño.
Record-breaking high temperatures, a product of climate change, are scrambling the patterns that shape Western water.
Sometimes just the influence of our chaotic weather and the climate system can overrule the influence of El Niño.
Now for the Southwest's most important river and the massive reservoirs that hold its water. All that's left is to wait and watch as high mountain snow melts and a sprawling network of streams starts to fill. In Summit County, Colorado, I'm Alex Hager.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.